Krishnabha, Canto 11, Jarasandha, Chapter 51, Scene 2, Ranchor Krishna. Lord Krishna also returned to the vicinity of the city of Mathura and began to fight with the soldiers of Kalyavana and kill them one after another. After this, Krishna collected all the booty from the dead bodies, and under his direction, it was loaded on bullock carts by big men and brought back to Dwaraka. Meanwhile, Jarasandha had again attacked Mathura, this time with bigger divisions of soldiers numbering 23 Akshauhinis. Lord Sri Krishna wanted to save Mathura from the 18th attack of the great military divisions of King Jarasandha. In order to prevent further killing of the soldiers and to attend to other important business, Lord Krishna left the battlefield without fighting. Actually, he was not at all afraid, but Krishna pretended to be an ordinary human being, frightened by the immense quantity of soldiers and resources of Jarasandha. Without any weapons, Krishna left the battlefield. Although his lotus feet were as soft as the petals of the lotus flower, Krishna proceeded for a very long distance on foot. This time, Jarasandha thought that Krishna and Balaram were very much afraid of his military strength and were fleeing from the battlefield. Jarasandha began to follow Krishna and Balaram with all his chariots, horses, and infantry. Jarasandha thought Krishna and Balaram to be ordinary human beings, and so Jarasandha was trying to measure the activities of Lord Krishna. Krishna is known as Ranchor, which means one who has left the battlefield. In India, especially in Gujarat, there are many temples of Krishna which are known as temples of Ranchorji. Ordinarily, if a king leaves the battlefield without fighting, he is called a coward. But when Krishna enacts this pastime, leaving the battlefield without fighting, Krishna is worshipped by the devotee. A demon always tries to measure the opulence of Krishna, whereas the devotee never tries to measure Krishna's strength and opulence, but always surrenders unto Krishna and worships Krishna. By following the footsteps of the pure devotees, we can know that Krishna, Ranchorji, did not leave the battlefield because he was afraid. Rather, it was because Krishna had some other purpose. The purpose, as it will be revealed, was to attend to a confidential letter sent by Rukmini, his future first wife. The act of Krishna's leaving the battlefield is a display of one of his six opulences. Krishna is the supreme powerful, the supreme wealthy, the supreme famous, the supreme wise, and the supreme beautiful. And similarly, Krishna is the supreme renouncer. Srimad Bhagavatam clearly states that Krishna left the battlefield in spite of having ample military strength. Even without Krishna's militia, however, Krishna alone would have been sufficient to defeat the army of Jarasandha, just as Krishna had done 17 times before. Therefore, Krishna's leaving the battlefield is an example of Krishna's supermost opulence of renunciation. After traversing a very long distance, the two brothers, Krishna and Balaram, pretended to become very tired. To mitigate their weariness, they climbed up a very high mountain several miles above sea level. This mountain was called Pravarshana, due to constant rain. The peak was always covered with clouds sent by Indra. Jarasandha took it for granted that the two brothers, Krishna and Balaram, were afraid of his military power, and so they had hidden themselves at the top of the mountain. Jarasandha first tried to find Krishna and Balaram, searching for a long time. But when Jarasandha failed, he decided to trap and kill Krishna and Balaram by setting fires around the peak. Jarasandha therefore surrounded the peak with oil and set it on fire. And as the blaze spread more and more, Krishna and Balaram jumped from the top of the mountain down to the ground, a distance of 88 miles. Thus, while the peak was burning up, Krishna and Balaram escaped without being seen by Jarasandha. Jarasandha, however, concluded that the two brothers, Krishna and Balaram, had been burned to ashes, and so there was no need of further fighting. Thinking himself successful in his efforts, Jarasandha left the city of Mathura and returned to his home in the kingdom of Magadha. Gradually, Krishna and Balaram reached the city of Dwaraka, which was surrounded on all sides by the sea. Thus ends chapter 51, scene 2, Ranchor Krishna. All glories to Krishna book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana. Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana. Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. Haraye Nama Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.